Whatever we do is going to take money. Whatever you do is going to take money. So don't get religious on me tonight. And don't tune out because, oh, he's going to talk about money. No, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to help you become millionaires. Now, if you want to be hard-headed and stubborn and don't want to be millionaires, then tough. Why are you so selfish? Why do you want to stay in a state where you can't do anything for yourself or for God? Now, I guess tonight really sets the tone for what we're going to do by just, again, seeing the responsiveness of you and from you. But let me just tell you something. I'm going to have to share something else before we get into the message, because, you know, it's not all just shout. It's not all just saying amen. It's not all just, you know, glory, hallelujah, let's have a great time. Now, we're here to have a great time, and we're here to shout. But, you know, the Word of God, a Hebrew 4:12 Word of God, the Bible says, is sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. Now, how many know what a sword does? Amen. Do you know what a sword does? Come on, somebody say, it cuts. Now, that means that the Word of God cuts us sometime. Any pastor that's worth anything is going to cut you sometime. He's going to cut you sometime. Now, what happens is a lot of people don't like to stay on the operating table. They don't like to stay in that state of being cut because it doesn't feel good. And so we never grow. We never get free. You want to be free, don't you? Amen. How many of you want to be free? Amen. How many of you want to be financially free? Amen. See, when we start talking about prosperity, people get religious again, and people get to thinking materialistically and all these things that have been ingrained through the church over the years and through the outside influences and so on and so forth. And we don't really understand what God has called us to do. And so we have to come back and look at some things here and remember that the Word has a fourfold purpose. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy. First of all, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Now, I said to you that many times what I see is that people do not know how to receive the Word of God, because they come to receive what they perceive of the things that they need or the situation that they're in. Now, you might be asking tonight, what does this have to do with prosperity? Or what does this have to do? Well, first of all, I'm just going to release over you tonight. I'm going to release over you tonight financial freedom. Amen. I speak it over you now in the name of Jesus. I release a prosperity demonstration. A demonstration of the manifestation of prosperity to come into your life. True Bible prosperity is having all the money that you need. Now, there's other forms of prosperity. Don't misunderstand me. We're talking about money. We're talking about financial prosperity tonight. And that means that you have everything you need when you need it. Everything that you want, everything that you need, and you don't have to worry where the money's coming from. You can go wherever you want, whenever you want to go, and you can stay as long as you want to stay. Now, that's true financial prosperity and freedom that God has called you and I to, but we have been blinded by tradition and not seen these truths in the Word of God. We have not seen these things in people's lives, and so we get kind of stuck in these religious ruts because we're taught, and if we go after this, then we're being materialistic. But we're not talking about going after the money. Did you hear what I just said? We're talking about going after God. Amen. You go after God, the money will come. Amen. Did you hear? Let me repeat that again. You go after God, the money will come. Amen. When you understand that God has given you the authority to be the master over money, not money to be the master over you. When you understand that you are a sore eye, I would be a sore eye if I was broke and busted. But you know what? Prosperity means that I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. It means that I have something to give. Amen. If you have a need, say you need $120 to pay your rent, and somebody gives you $120 to pay your rent. Now let me ask you something. Are you prospering? Are you prospering? Now, somebody give you $120. Now, somebody that could give you the $120 and pay your rent, they're prosperous. But you're not. You just paid your rent, but now you don't have any seed. You don't have anything to sow. So that's not prosperous. Somebody had to bail you out. Well, we got to get this thing turned around where we're the somebodies that bail people out. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, if you want some of that, we'll say, I want that. Okay. If you want to learn how to be rich in the Lord, then this is what the Lord's giving me, okay, to share and to teach you. But I got to show you this first, okay? Did you find 2 Timothy 3:16? Okay. What does it say? It says, how much scripture? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable. Underline, if you don't have that in your Bible, underline that word, profitable. All scripture is profitable for, now here's four things. What's the first one? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Now, most people have no problem with doctrine because they understand that to be teaching. Teach me, teach me, teach me. As long as I don't have anything else to do, teach me. Don't let anything else get in the way, but just teach me. And usually nobody has any problem with instructions. We like teaching and we like instruction. But where we do have problems is in the reproof and the correction. Now, every word that you receive, every word from God that you receive will have this fourfold purpose, or these four basic things. Now, you're probably asking, what does this have to do with financial freedom, or what does it have to do with my prosperity? Oh, just wait, okay? Because let me tell you something. There is no financial impossibility to a believer. Okay? And so this fourfold work is designed to do something in your life so that the Word of God can take its full course and bring you to that successful place. Every word that you receive, when you can learn to receive the Word of God, knowing that this fourfold purpose is taking place, it's going to bring you into the place where money or wealth or riches or health, you name it, because the Word of God provides all of that. It brings us into the place where, as I said, now remember, money will come to you. Did you write that down? Money will come to you frequently, and it'll come to you easily. But you've got to understand now what I'm saying to you, because again, if you're hard-headed and you're blocking out receiving the word for you tonight because you came here for something else. You didn't come here to hear about no prosperity message. Then you're not going to allow this word to do what God intends for it to do. All scripture is profitable. And this fourfold, let's break it down, okay? Let's break it down. It says, first of all, that it's profitable for doctrine. And again, don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. Okay, I'm just bringing you what God has given to me. And we're going to make some affirmations. And you're going to see some things, I really believe in this, that are going to open your eye and to receive, okay? Because God wants nothing but the best for you. It should be your inner working on the inside. It's a divine attribute, a heritage that has been placed on the inside of you to want the best. Now, some people get upset when you tell or say something like that. They don't know God. They don't know who they are in God. They don't understand the great I am. I am, I am. Well, now let's break this down, okay? Doctrine. It says it's profitable for doctrine. Well, now listen to this. We think that doctrine just means teaching, and it means teaching. But let me tell you what it also means. It means to be established in the order of God. Now write that down. These are things that you need. Now, these are things that you need to hear, okay? And these are things that you need not just to fly by you, but when the Word of God is coming, not just any old teaching, but when doctrine is coming, it's so that it can establish the order of God in your life. Because the only way that you can get to the place that you need to get where the success or where the breakthrough is, or where the more than enough is by having the order of God in that situation. It's not going to work unless God's order is set, and that's the pattern that you use the word in your life to bring you to the place where you want to see the fulfillment or the manifestation. Are you with me? One thing. And let me just see. Let me just say this. Know that when the Word of God is going forth, when it's going forth, like it's going through you tonight, it's to establish order in your life. That's what doctrine does. Because if we get out of order, then we get out of kilter with God. We get out of whack. There's divine order. It doesn't really matter what you're talking about. Now, we're going to be talking about prosperity. But, for example, in order to have increase, in order to have abundance, in order to have that prosperity where we can do whatever we want to do when we want to do it and have leftover, where we're not, you know, just living off of our seed, but we're living out of our harvest, then we're going to have to learn the order. The order of God is that you give and then you receive. Now, I've been sharing some of these things with you just to kind of break you in here so that you understand. That's the divine order. That's what the doctrine on learning how to become financially free or prosperous in God is, that giving connects you to receiving. There is no shortcut in that. So if somebody is always helping you out, thank God that people can help, because it's called us to help people out. But as I stated before, if the help is just to pay your current situation, then there is no seed, there is no overflow, there is no abundance in your life. Because if you pay the bill and that's what you got, how many know there's nothing left for seed? Okay. So we need to understand that, because, listen, there is plenty. There is plenty of money. There is no shortage. Do you understand that? Now, we've talked about shortages in the kingdom of God, but you've got to see it now from a financial. You've got to see it from God's end of this thing. Listen, money should never be your master. You should be the master over money. Now, I money should obey you. Why? Because you've been given the authority in the earth by Jesus. But so many people get under the taskmaster where money becomes their master. So the first thing that has to be established is the order of God. Whatever we're dealing with, it could be family. I could be teaching your own family tonight. But how many know there's an order in family? You get that order messed up, your family's going to be messed up. There's an order in marriage for all you married couples. How many know if you don't get the divine order in your marriage is going to get goofed up. So you name the topic, whatever Bible topic you want to talk about, there has to be doctrine going forth that establishes the order. Because if the order is not there, then it's not working. It's not going to work. So everybody understand, this word that you receive, every time you receive a word, it's doing these things in your life. That's why you got to take heed to what you hear. You got to learn to hear. Okay? The second one it says is reproof. Everybody say reproof. Now listen to this one, because remember again, the doctrine, okay, teaches the order. Teaches the order, Pastor. Teaches the order. Okay, we're teaching you order through the Word of God. The Hebrew 4:12 word, which is a two-edged sword designed to cut. And that means it cuts out the bad. But, you know, when the Word takes out something, it replaces something. The reason we sit here on the operating table is so we can get the cancer out, so we can get the tumor out. Amen. We don't want to leave the patient with the same condition or worse. Are you following what I'm saying? And then we come to this aspect of reproof. Now reproof, again, gets a little shaky, because this is when you start having church hoppers. People that will not take any kind of reproof or will see correction. And because they don't receive reproof or correction, they never get free. They never get free. They never get free, and their life is a struggle. How many of you are tired of struggle? How many of you are going to be honest tonight as I share some of these things with you? I'm just trying to put divine order and now reproof. Let me tell you what reproof is, okay? Because this gets good. You're getting something tonight. I don't know if they teach you all this stuff in Bible school or not, but the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. When I talk about reproof, now listen to this. It is the dismantling of erroneous thinking and teaching. Did you hear what I just said? When the Word of God comes, it's taking apart. When I say dismantle, I'm talking about taking something apart because it was constructed or it was built or it was erected wrong. Now, what happens in church is that we can set in places and become, you know, not reproofed. And because of the false doctrine or the doctrine that was not of the Spirit of God has erected things in our mind, in our thinking. And unless they're torn down, we will not be free. So the Word comes to dismantle erroneous thinking and teaching. But only the sword, only a Hebrews 4:12, the living Word, that powerful sword of God can go in there and cut out that erroneous thinking and doctrine. Now, remember, we're going to be influenced and our thoughts are going to come from somewhere. Now, if we're in church and we're in the wrong place, then we're going to develop erroneous religious thinking. Jesus faced those all the time. Paul faced those all the time. Now, the world is going to be... See, you're either going to be influenced through religiosity or you're going to be influenced through worldliness. Or you can be influenced by the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, the point is, when the Word goes to dismantling things, is when people get a little edgy and they don't stay on that operating table so that the Holy Spirit can dismantle all of that ugly stuff in there. See, some people, they just want to stay ugly. They just want to stay goofed up. I cannot understand that. God didn't raise us up to be goof-up screwballs, weirdos, and you know, that's not what this is about. You're not going to influence anybody with your weird ideas and goofy, screwy, you know, we've got to have the reproof, okay, to dismantle the erroneous thinking and teaching in our life. Now, the next one says that it's profitable for correction. Did you see that? The correction. See, again, we have putting a divine order, and then we need the Word to dismantle our wrong thinking. And here comes correction now. Here's what I want you to get on correction. It is the assimilation of truth in your thought process. It is the assimilation of truth in your thought process. See, some people want to be spiritual and leave their mind out. You can't do that, beloved. God has given you all three parts: spirit, soul, and body. And you've heard me say, I think, a few times that we are still in the process of saving our soul. We can't be effective, or the Word cannot be effective in our life to do this fourfold process apart from bringing the correction and us not being in a place where our mind is not going to work. Now, it's true, we don't want to be fleshly or carnally minded. But we got to have our minds working. Because our minds is where the process of thought is taking place. Take away your mind, you're going to be a moron. Are y'all with me? You know, some people try to be spiritual and say, well, we don't go by feelings. It's true, we don't go by feelings. But I'm going to tell you something. You can feel God. I can feel the presence of God. I can feel when God touches me. I can feel the anointing. I can feel when there's anointing in the room, and I can feel when it's being suppressed. Don't tell me you can't feel God. If you've ever been touched by God, you feel God. In order to feel God, you're going to have your mind working. Amen. So, the Bible tells you, you can just write these things down, but our thoughts have to line up with the Word of God. Romans 12:2, for instance, talks about renewing the mind. Romans 4:23 talks about renewed in the spirit of your mind. Are y'all getting these things? Okay, I know you can get the tape or go back and listen to it, but you need to get these things because I got to get this to you so we can get to the message. Now, it says to renew our mind. When you get born again, you don't get a new mind. Hello, somebody. You already have a mind when you got saved, but now you got to renew it. It's like when you go down, you know, if you're going to renew your driver's license, you already got driver's license, right? But you got to renew them. So we can't have, you know, this level of spirituality and forget about our mind because it's an important part of the process. In fact, Paul told us that we are to bring every thought into the captivity because the thoughts are coming and our minds can rob us from seeing. Now listen to me, because the mind is the part of us that brings forth the senses and the sight. The mind gives function to the body parts. So you get your mind goofed up, you're going to have some goofed up ways. Come on now. Okay, so we have to understand that aspect because the mind is what develops the image of who we are. And if our mind is not working properly, we never see who we are in God. When you see who you are in God, then you will see yourself rich. You will see yourself wealthy. You will see yourself plenty. You will see yourself like God sees you. But if your mind is goofed up, you won't have the proper mental image. Christians need to think big because we have a big God. We serve a God who is more than enough. Remember, His name is El Shaddai. We have to dream big. We have to think big because God is a big God, beloved. And that God lives on the inside of us. But if we don't let the Word do its work and bring that correction, we're out there trying to do it the hard way. I know you got people in here tonight, or you should have people in here tonight, but they can't be here tonight because they're out there hardworking. Now, I know you're supposed to work. I know you're supposed to work. The Bible says if we don't work, we don't eat. But God never intended for you to work all the time and never to put work before Him. See, it used to be you work 8 hours a day. Now you got to work 12 or 16, or you got to take 2 or 3 jobs. God didn't intend it to be that way. But because we don't have this assimilation in our thought process, we think working harder and longer is going to bring us more. Not in God's way. It's just going to wear you out. It's just going to kill you before your time. You're going to forfeit what the Word of God can do in your life. And when the Word of God is working, money cometh easily and frequently. And then this last one here, the Word of God. Are y'all getting this? The Word of God brings us instruction. Now, we like instruction, but let me give you what instruction means here in light of Bible terminology. Instruction is the systematic application of God's Word into your life. See, one of these four things is going on all the time. You're either going to be establishing God's order, or there's reproof, that's dismantling the erroneous and the wrong thinking and the teachings. Or there is the correction where it's actually assimilating so that our mind is being renewed and our thought process is working and our attitudes and our characters lining up with God's Word. Or we come with this instruction part teaching us how to apply the Word. You know, if you go to the paint store and you buy a certain type of paint, how many know you need to read the instructions? Because if you don't apply it right, it don't work right. Are you with me? It doesn't work right. You don't clean the wall right. You don't use the right type of brush, or you put turpentine in it, or maybe you're supposed to put water in it. You know, you can do it wrong and goof up the paint. Okay? There is an order. There is instruction. There is reproof. And there is correction. So, let's start teaching on this with the time we got led. I'm just now getting to the root of this thing. We're going to release our faith for financial miracles. You know why? Do you really know why? How many of you know why? God wants you totally free in every area of your life. But God has called us to do big things for Him. He's called this church to do big things for Him. And in order to do big things, make no mistake about it, it will take money. Everybody say money. Money. Say money, 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 money. I'm not afraid to say it. Because money will come easily and it will come frequently. Make no mistake, it doesn't matter what we do for God, it takes money. I was telling, I think, Marvin last night, even if we took boatloads of food and fed the hungry people in Africa, it takes money to get the food and buy the boats or rent the boats to take the food. It doesn't matter what we do. It takes money. And if we're going to build a church to the glory of God, it's going to take money too. It's going to take big money. Now, either we can get in position to be prosperous and to have all of our own need met and left over so that we can live the good life and so we can also supply the kingdom. Amen. Now, it can either be done through us or God can raise up others and do it from somewhere else. I would rather Him do it through you. I'd rather you be so wealthy, so prosperous, that lack cannot even set in your room. It cannot drive with you in your car. You just tell lack where to get off in Jesus' name, that you have an image of who you are in Christ, and your God is big enough, and your God is able. Amen? We've been teaching on the anointing for how many months? Some of you young people weren't in all that teaching, but what's the definition of anointing? Come on. It destroys yokes and lifts or removes burdens. That is the definition of the anointing. Christ, Christo, Christ means anointing. What does it do again? Tell me. It destroys yokes and it lifts. How many of you are anointed tonight? Now listen to what you just said. What is, generally speaking, the number one burden in most people's lives? I thought you were anointed. What is the number one burden in most people's life? Money. But you're anointed. And the anointing does what? Removes burdens. Lack is a yoke. Debt is a yoke. Come on. You ought to have had power over that before you got your shout. That's why I had to go back and teach you. When you're sitting here receiving the Word of God from the pastor, it's doing that fourfold work in you. It's teaching you the doctrine. It's bringing reproof to you to get all of that ugly junk, erroneous thinking, the religious mindset. Now, what I'm going to share with you, this is not to take and share with Aunt Susie or Tio Jose that's not a believer. This is a revelation. Amen. They're going to mock you. They're going to ridicule you. This is not for the faint-hearted. Listen, this is not for you to go out and tell your mama unless your mama is a believer. This is for believers that believe that God in them can bring you to that place where not only do you have enough, but you have more than enough. And not only that, but that you live the good life. Amen. I double dog dare you to read sometime Ephesians 2:10 out of the Amplified Bible. You probably have no idea what it says. But I'm going to tell you just briefly that it says God has preordained, He has prearranged for you to live the good life. Now, how many of you are living the good life? I didn't say live a life good. I said the good life. Did you write that scripture down? See, I'm not up here just for my health now. I'm giving you some things because God spoke to me about helping you become millionaires. And if you're a millionaire, to help you become a billionaire. Because the world has had the money long enough. You work for some. Now listen. 1% of all the wealthy people control 96% of the finances. 1%. Now, let me give you this like the Lord gave me. Everything. Now listen real good. Don't sit there and think, well, I come for something else. Just listen to this. Because if you can get it in a Hebrew 4:12 word, it's going to do something for you. Okay? Everything you ever believed for, everything you ever dreamed of having, everything you ever sowed for, everything you have ever prayed about is on the verge of manifesting in your life. Now we're going to make an affirmation. You know what an affirmation is? An affirmation is something we say with our mouth to affirm what we have received from God. Here's the affirmation the Lord gave me. Every day, in every way, I'm growing prosperous, successful, and victorious. You got to learn to say these things. You don't just come in here and hear me preach it. You've got to learn to say it. Now, I'm not going slow enough probably where you can write all this down, but you can get it if you want it. Every day, in every way, I am growing prosperous, successful, and victorious. I am made for peace. Say that with me. Say, I'm made for peace. I'm made for health. And I am made for plenty. And I'm now experiencing them in ever-increasing degrees. D-E-G-R-E-E-S. Degrees in my life. Now that's what I told you to begin to make affirmation. Money cometh frequently and easily. Say that 6 times a day. I didn't say go tell somebody, oh, the pastor said we're supposed to say money cometh easily and frequently. I said for you to say it and you to meditate on that. I got to the office this morning. I opened an envelope and it had $25, $35 in it. I said, praise God, money cometh easily and money cometh frequently. Amen. I opened the next envelope and it had $400 and something in it. I said, praise God, money cometh easily and money cometh frequently. Now there's another envelope there. I opened it up. It had $1,000 in there. I said, oh, money cometh easily and money cometh frequently. Praise God. But you know, I had been saying this now for about 4 days straight. Are y'all here? Oh, yeah, I didn't count that one. My mother sends her tithes. Praise God. Bless her soul. Hallelujah. Are you listening to this? There has to be an affirmation, see. Do you know why most Jews are rich? You probably have no idea, do you? It has to do with what they say. I'll tell you about that sometime. But right now I want you to go to the Word. Because I got to get through this. Hebrews, releasing our faith for financial miracles. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hebrews 11, hurry up. I need you to see these few things here before we close this. Are y'all okay? Okay. I want to read Hebrews 11, 1, verse, and 3 and 6. Now, I know most of you have seen these scriptures many, many times, but let's meditate on these scriptures because they're going to show us something. Relating for us to get to that place where money comes looking for us. How many of you are tired of looking for money? It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Kind of defines what faith is, but listen. Here's what the Spirit of God said. I want you to see the word substance. Put in your Bible somewhere, stuff. Faith is the stuff of things hoped for. And see where it says evidence? Put image. Now, I'm not changing the Bible or the meaning. I'm just breaking it down for you. Faith is the stuff of things hoped for, the image of things not seen. Now, remember, I had to go through all this other for you because if we don't get the assimilation process in our mind, we're not going to have the correct image of who we are. And the image depicts our imagination. Now listen to this. Our imaginations are more powerful than our will. Our imaginations are more powerful than our will. Do you remember the scripture when they were building the Tower of Babel in Genesis? I'll give it to you. We don't have time to go there. Genesis 11:6. You know what it says? They came in unity. They came in one accord. And it says nothing. God said this about them. He said nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. You know, we put a picture of that church up so that we can begin to let that paint in our imagination. Because when we come into unity and we're believing together, God said this about us, that nothing can restrain us in what we set our mind, our imagination to do. That's powerful. You need to get hold of it. Nothing, here's what I want you to see. Nothing can stop us but God. And God does not want to stop us from being prosperous. God does not want to stop us from being wealthy. God does not want to stop us from being having plenty, because He understands how it's got to work. Amen. Nothing can stop. And God is not going to stop you because He loves you. And that's his word. Now listen. The Bible says that He gives us the desires. But you study the word desire, like in Psalms 37:4. The root of that is that desire comes from God. Or really, the desire comes from the Father. Every good desire in you comes from the Father. Are you born again? See, when you have the nature of the Father in you, you're going to desire good things. Not cheap things. You don't feel good in cheap things. Well, I have to buy it, Pastor, because that's all I can afford. See, that's why you've got to get your mind renewed. Do you think God wants you to have cheap things? Y'all okay? Now, substance. Substance comes in different realms. In varying degrees, okay? Now let me give you this. One of the definitions of substance, and I got several definitions. One of them said divine substance. Well, that didn't tell me a whole lot, because it tells me that it's divine, but it's kind of a play on words. It's just defining the word by the word. So, you know, divine substance, that's okay. But what is substance? It's that which underlies all outward manifestations. Underlies, not underline, underlies, or it's the foundation of outward manifestation, real, unchanging, or the essence of a thing. Now, this next statement kind of blew me away here, because, listen, we need information, not just inspiration, right? We need to be inspired, but we need information. See, you are the most blessed people in the planet. You are the people that God has chosen. The Creator that created the heaven and the earth is the one that lives on the inside of you. And He is the Creator. But you know what? You have been given that ability, and it's inside of you. You can have whatever you desire. It says this. Now listen to this. Substance precedes manifestation. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But The substance has to precede the manifestation. What's the substance? Well, the substance is the Word of God. The Word is substance. We know God created and framed the worlds through the Word of God. It tells us right there. The word substance is our thoughts. Substance is what some of you are writing or taking notes down on that paper. Substance has to precede the manifestation. You have to understand how substance works spiritually in order to bring you the manifestation. Now, I want to get all these things in, so I want to give them to you. Did you get what I said? Faith is the substance, okay? So I need to know about substance before I can get the manifestation. If I'm going to reach my wealthy place, I've got to know that the substance has to precede the manifestation. It underlies, or it's a foundation, or holds up the place for the manifestation. See, religious mindset, well, Pastor, all we need to do is just pray. Well, yeah, just get on your knees and pray and pray and pray. But when you get up, you're still going to need some money. You can pray in tongues all you want. And you can pray till the cows come home, but when you get up from there, you're going to need some money. Either money is going to come to you. Now listen, it's more than tithing. Yes, tithing is important. And a lot of people don't even get to that step because they've never let the Word put order in their life. So they're always struggling. They're always lacking. They can never pay their bills. They're always needing help. And I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying they didn't sit under the teaching to get delivered from their lack and their debt and their poor as me life. Amen. You have to be able to hear from God so that you can put the money where God tells you to put it. That connects you, the giving, to the receiving. But see, if the substance is not understood, then you have people that are not getting manifestation. Wow. Whoa, I feel the anointing of God in this. By faith, look at verse 3 right quick. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Wow. Now remember, there's various realms of substance, okay? Let me give you this. Here's another affirmation for you. The spiritual substance, now get this, this is important. The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. Never depleted. You will never find God running out. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it and your demand upon it. Faith makes a demand. The spiritual substance, remember, substance precedes what? Manifestation. Substance is the stuff, or it's the Word. It's, you know, when God spoke in Genesis and created, He said, in the darkness, let there be light. What happened? When He spoke to Moses, He said, I am. Tell him I am. See, you've got to get an image that I am is on the inside. Y'all get this, young people? I am lives on the inside of you. What does that mean? It means I am abundance. I am. God is abundant. See, some of y'all, you're still sitting there with religious mindset. I am lives in us. Amen. Therefore, I am abundant. Amen. I am abundance. Say it. I am abundance. Say it again. Say it again. Now remember, that's got to be a revelation to you. You got to say it. Say, oh, so-and-so should have been here. Well, that's tough. They weren't here. You're here. You've got to make the affirmation in your own heart, through your own mind, seeing that image. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the image. You got me? And the substance has to precede the manifestation. Well, now listen. What is the converter? What converts the substance into manifestation? It's right here in your mouth. The word is in your mouth. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Are you here? How did God create? By, you know that. Your words, you've heard me say, are creative, but they also convert. Now listen to this. They convert what you can't see into what you can see. If I hold the substance long enough, because my words are substance and substance precedes the manifestation, if I contain those words, I hold those words, then it's going to change into manifestation, or what I can't see into what I can see. I am abundance. I am wealthy. Money cometh to me frequently and abundantly. God has made me the head and not the tail. God has made me the lender and not the borrower. See, it's got to be substance to precede the manifestation. Are you with me? And when that happens, then you can come back and look at Hebrews 11:6, which we all know, but we don't sometimes get the fullness of it because we're not operating, allowing the fourfold work of the Hebrews 4:12 word in our life. It says by faith. Look at this. Without faith, are you there? Verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is. I got to believe that He's my healer. Maybe some of you need a healer tonight, healing. Now, we're talking about prosperity because that's what God is wanting us to build faith for. But you got to believe that He is, and that He's what? What does that mean? He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Folks, it's very, very, very understandable. It's very attainable. The law of the reward, the law, listen, the law of compensation, let me say it this way, the law of compensation, the law of increase, the law of abundance, The reward denotes a spiritual law that says, if I do God's word God's way, it will work God's way, and He will compensate, or He will pay off. It's really simple, isn't it, when you see it, that He is a rewarder. The law of compensation, the law of increase, the law of abundance. God pays off when the Word is held as substance and it comes into manifestation through the reward. Now just write these two scriptures down. I don't think we'll have time to look at them tonight. But are y'all getting what I'm saying? You need to get this. Remember Matthew 6:33? Because you can tie it right together. All these will tie it together. What does Matthew 6:33 say? Remember? Seek first what? So what are we seeking for? Are we seeking after money? But what does most Christians do? What does the world do? They're seeking after money, right? But He said, seek first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. Things is the same thing as reward in Hebrews 11:6. Come on, are you with me? And then if you go right quick to 2 Chronicles 26:5. And we'll have to close. I'm just out of time. I wish I had more time. Look at 2 Chronicles 26:5. Can you put it up just right quick? Are y'all okay? I mean, I'll stop, but everything came out of the spirit world. Everything came out of the mouth of God through the words that He spoke. But you know what? He's given you that authority in this earth. Now here's this, 2 Chronicles 26:5, and we'll pick up here next time. He sought God in the days of Zechariah. He's talking about Uzziah, and I don't have time to go and explain, but just I want you to look at the bottom part of that scripture. Who had understanding in the vision or the purpose of God. And as long as He what? As what? As long as He what? What? But what? As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Prosperity does not happen automatically. You have to believe that a prosperity demonstration will begin in your life tonight. It may come and it will come in various degrees. It may be 50 cents, it may be $5. It may be $5,000, but it will come because money cometh easily and quickly. The rich substance of the universe instantly responds to my prosperous thinking. I'm rich in mind and I'm rich in manifestation. Are y'all hearing? Let me tell you the quickest way to get out of debt. Is to stop thinking about it. Because what you think on expands. And you've got to learn to cast down every one of those thoughts. You've got to think rich. You've got to think wealthy, healthy, and whole. Are you with me? That's who you are. Close your Bibles.